When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
If we turn to the 12th chapter and look at 5 and 6, 2 Chronicles 12. Then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam, and lo, the princes of Judah that were gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said unto them, Thus said the Lord, You have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. Now, this king Rehoboam used to humble himself just to tide over the crisis. What rot is that? We must learn lessons by which we never return to the vomit again. Now, when you have determined that something in your life is not right, you have got to act. You have got to say, now I am not returning to the vomit again. That is love of the truth. Adherence to the truth, submission, if you please, to the truth. All of us have to submit to the truth, whether we like it or not. That becomes a great trial and a lifelong fight for some people. What do you mean? Life is such a short experience that you're going to stop over every little truth and say, hey, shall I do this? Shall I not do this? Oh, and you begin to debate and dither. What are you going to do? You are going to be dithering all through life. You are going to dither away life itself. Truth. And when you know God's proven truth, we must take it, folks. We must embrace it, folks. It should be a joy and a delight to us, because truth delivers. But this man would just humble himself for the time being. You know, God, being so merciful, would defer the heavy judgment. You know, but there were certain causes for this. And every time God relieved him, 13th verse, for Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. A mother's values come down to a boy or girl. Who was she? From Lot's family. The mother was from Lot's family. So there came that instability into Rehoboam, an inbuilt instability. But don't forget, Ruth was a Moabitess, Lot's family. But she overcame that so completely by following the truth. Now, in this case, Solomon's son, Rehoboam, did not overcome his nature. It was a seesawing nature. You know, like we have today, you know? Seesawing people. You can never be sure what they are going to do, what they are up to. What do you mean? An unreliable character? You know, a person must have, no matter what the circumstances, a character which is rock stable and steady. Circumstances do not determine our future. No, it is our keeping to the chart and compass which God has given us. So we have nothing to fear from circumstances. Circumstances sometimes are very unfavorable. And actually, God uses certain circumstances to shape us up. If all of us had wonderful, smooth waters to sail on, and all favorable winds, what kind of people would we be? Would we be proper navigators? No currents? Everything is smooth sailing? You want that? I don't want that. I want to be toughened up. I want to be tested. I want to be shown what I am really inside. I don't want to put on appearances. What am I really inside? That's what I want to know. And so, my dear friends, if you turn to the 10th chapter and 4 and 7, you know, in the 10th chapter, Rehoboam had to face a people who said, "Oh, your dad taxed us heavily." I don't know. Maybe Solomon felt that some of those, the temple of the Lord, should have the very best, most precious stones. Whatever, the people came to him and said, when he succeeded Solomon, the people said, "Your father," fourth verse, 10th chapter, "made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of your father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve you." And he said unto them, "Come again unto me after 3 days." And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, "What counsel give you me to return answer to this people?" And they spake unto him, saying, "If thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever." Some of these old advisors of Solomon said, "Now learn, just kind words will never die." You know, my mother used to say, "Kind words will never die." No, never die. You know, we are capable of kind words and harsh words. Some people can come out with a real acid tongue. Real acid tongue. How does that help? And here, when the people were all so upset about the heavy taxation, what did the younger advisors say to him? The 10th verse. "Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins." Great word, isn't it? My little finger will be thicker than all the girth of my father's loins. What arrogance. You know, Arrogance never wins. Never wins. And so, 11th verse, whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Note that, my friends. Very kind words, huh? No, harsh words. And then these people revolted. You see, the king answered them roughly. 13th verse. And King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men and answered them after the advice of the young men. What was the result? 19th verse. Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. The kingdom got divided. Kingdom got divided. David, then Solomon, the man of peace, then Rehoboam, the man who divided the kingdom. He would not be kind. Now, if you turn to Joel, 2nd chapter, in the 13th verse, rend your heart and not your garments. Turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Now, dividing a kingdom? My, what a kingdom it was. Just by nastiness, arrogance, pride. My little finger will be thicker than my father's girth. What a terrible statement. So, my dear friends, God is full of kindness. When we rend our hearts and go to him, he is full of kindness. Let us pray. Loving Father, we seem to be far from the standards which thou hast set before us. These are not movable standards. We cannot amend them. They are truth. If we are proved in these things, approved by passing these tests, then what a blessing we would be. How like Jesus we would be. But let our humbling be true. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.